The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. Good day. Hello, everyone. And thank you for being part of this. So, one of the important things to study or to be learn about in doing meditation practice is desires, how our desires work, and how we get pulled into them, the allure of them, the propensity we have to get caught in them and to believe them and follow them. And how not to be involved in desires, or to be involved in the desires that are healthy for us and appropriate for us, to be able to choose a healthy desire for meditation and then be able to stay with it, to have a commitment to it or engagement with it. And there is a kind of desire in meditation to meditate, to be present. And it's maybe a very simple one. Some people, it's not simple, and there can be a lot of greed and attachment involved in that desire to attain certain states or have something happen, prove something. But it also, there can be a very simple desire to be present, to be with one's breathing, as an antidote to being caught up in greed, an antidote to be caught up, swept away by other desires. It's a desire to become free of compulsive desires. So when we sit, when we sit to meditate, if you use the breathing as your primary anchor for your attention in the present moment, there can be a very simple desire to do so. Without that desire, there can be a kind of like instructions to do it, and one thinks that one's supposed to do it and will try to do it, but maybe the desire is not there. And maybe never thought about having a desire. It's like, okay, I have to follow the instructions. In a sense, the desire is to follow the instructions. But it helps a lot if you have a simple, relaxed, but clear desire, like a decision, desire that leads to a decision that this is what I want to do. So no question about it. It still might be difficult, but there's a big difference between a decisiveness and a desire to be present versus not really having decided and kind of like, it sounds like a good idea, I'll try it, but easy come, easy go or something. And it can be the desire to stay with the breathing then has to be monitored a little bit to make sure that it's not greed or it isn't with expectation. As you meditate, I teach here to do so with anchored in the breathing. As you do so, the mind will wander off. And when it does, before you return to your breathing, see if you can see, recognize, if that wandering off mind involves any kind of desire. If you start thinking about a meal, there's maybe a desire for food. If you start thinking about planning the day, there's a kind of desire for the planning. There's a wanting something, there's engaging in something. And don't make it a big, complicated project. Just very simple, kind of obvious. And if you don't see a desire, that's okay. Just let go and come back to your breathing. But notice how often your thinking involves, maybe is fueled by a desire for something. For something or desire for something not to be. And then reestablish your desire for being with breathing and letting go of those thoughts. So this brings a kind of more clarity, more wisdom, understanding about the mechanism by which we wander off. That often the wandering off is aided by the desire that goes along with it. And you might discover the desire for a meal or whatever you're thinking about has some kind of greater psychological strength than the desire to meditate. And then maybe relax. Relax deeply. Remember that now is the time to meditate. There's always time for other desires. So, assuming a meditation posture, with the desire for a posture that will allow you to meditate for the duration, but also a posture that, since there's a desire for clarity and a certain relaxed alertness, what posture supports relaxed alertness? And then lowering your gaze. You might close your eyes. And with a desire to settle in and relax, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths and relaxing into your body as you exhale. A clear desire, wish to let the whole system soften, relax. Letting your breathing return to normal. And now before centering yourself on the breathing, check in with yourself and see if how you feel, what your mind is concerned with, really, and also what you might be feeling emotionally or in terms of a mood. And is there any way which those represent or come along with an active desire? Is there a subtle desire behind the background or in the foreground around your thought streams, how you feel? And then see if you can establish a desire to be present for the ongoing rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. A desire to be present for your breathing, the experience of breathing in the body. It doesn't have to be any tension or expectation of success. But there can be a decisiveness in the decision, the desire. Okay, this is in fact what I'd like to do now. And settling into your breathing. Maybe relaxing a bit with the exhale. And if your mind wanders away from breathing, notice if any desire is involved in that, or can be, is representative of that movement of mind or movement of feelings. Acknowledge the desire, and then return to wanting to be with your breathing. And settle in again, one breath at a time, letting your thinking mind become quieter as you exhale. Thinking mind moves towards stillness, quiet. So you're just breathing in, breathing out. Most thinking involves desire of some kind or other. Even if it's just the desire to think. But often it's the desire for something. For what we're thinking about, or something in relationship to it. Desire is the fuel for thinking. Can you recognize the desire and let go of it or put it aside and return to the desire to be with your breathing, the desire to be here meditating? And then as we come to the end of the sitting, turning your attention outward into the world of other people and animals and creatures of all kinds. And can you find in yourself a simple, maybe almost like the simplest kind of uncomplicated desire for the well-being of all living beings? A simple wish, uncomplicated by expectations and obligations and even uncomplicated by the need to act on it, at least for now, and to wish for the welfare and happiness of others. What a good idea it would be, how great that would be if everyone could be happy. And then to give voice to this desire, even if the desire is the desire to have the desire. And maybe you could silently repeat after me these words. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And then if you would like, you can add a desire to that. And that is the desire that for this day, next 24 hours, may you contribute to that in some way, no matter how small. May all beings benefit from our community. Thank you.